Just wondering if you would use that expression. And would you ever use that in the possessive situation, like who else should have was that? If you wanted to find out every single thing that a certain person says, what might you ask? What
are you thinking about?
Well, would you ever say, what all did he say?
Yeah, you say that. What all did they talk about? What all did he say?
Okay. Mm-hmm. I can't tell them what to do. They've got to look out
for themselves.
I could do it for him, but he'd better do it
by himself.
What do you call bread that's made out of white flour in loaves? In loaves. Just ordinary old bread, you know.
A loaf of bread.
Okay. Let's see. What are some other kinds of bread besides just loaf bread?
Biscuit, hoe cakes, corn muffins, tea cakes. Of course, there's cakes, donuts. All of these are made from flour. Is that what you...
Yeah, uh-huh.
Donuts, and tea cakes.
Well, now, what's the difference between a donut and a tea cake?
Well, the donut has a hole in it.
Yeah.
And a tea cake is round and flat.
Well, is a tea cake
more like
fried?
A wafer, huh? No, it's baked.
Uh-huh.
And then, of course, you have wafers and crullers.
Well, now, what's the difference between hoe cake and cornbread, or is there one?
A hoe cake is round and puffy and stands up about like this. Now, cornbread is fried on a flat surface in grease and is very thin and crisp, lacy around the edges. And it generally comes this way, and you cut it up in
well,
big slices.
Is it fried? Does the whole process take place on the top of the stove?
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And a hoe cake does too.
Uh-huh.
But a hoe cake rises, cornbread is flat,
uh-huh. Well,
very
thin. Do you all ever eat hush puppies?
Oh, yeah.
You call them hush puppies or
right.
corn dodges?
No. Well,
we
call, it's one and the same. Sometimes you call them corn dodges and hush puppies. Now, I think that if there is any difference, in my mind, I know it is, your restaurants and public eating places call them hush puppies.
Mm-hmm.
But if you fix it at home, it's a corn dodger.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. But they're essentially the same
thing. That's right. What you going to have with fish today? We're going to have corn dodgers.
Uh-huh.
They don't ever say hush puppies. As a matter of fact, that I've never heard I've never heard around our home the word hush puppy. It's always corn dodger. But now if you go to a restaurant and you order fish,
then
you get hush puppies.
Yeah, that's interesting. Well, do they have onions in them, the hush puppies?
Well, now,
the corn dodgers, now I'm interested
That's entirely up to the cook.
Mm-hmm.
There's a multitude of recipes. Some put onions, some don't, depending upon the taste of the
individual. But they're made out of cornmeal and fried.
Oh, yeah, that's right, that's right, yeah, and they're always fried in deep fat.
Uh-huh.
But the flavoring, or whatever they put in it, would be a matter of personal taste.
Uh-huh.
I mean, some with onions, some without.
Uh-huh. Well, that's interesting. Hush puppies are things that you get in restaurants and you get corn dodgers at home.
But they're basically the same.
Uh-huh.
It's just a terminology.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's
and I think,
thing
I think the restaurants use it because it sounds a little more country, perhaps. I don't know.
If you were going to distinguish between bread that's made at home and the other kind of bread, you might say...
Stovall bread.
What do you call round, flat cakes that are fried and eaten with butter and syrup?
Biscuits.
Well, that's something else people have in the morning for breakfast sometimes.
Pancakes.
Okay. If you had 1 pound of flour and you add one more, then you'd have...
2 pounds of flour.
Okay. What is it in bread that makes it rise?
I don't know, we always buy self-rising flour or plain flour. The plain flour